Reading 23, 43 to 45. A. A 17-year-old German boy named Eric Brandis stepped out onto the empty, vast stage at the Cologne Opera House. It was the most exciting day of Eric's life. The youngest concert promoter in Germany had persuaded the opera house to host a late-night concert of improvised jazz by the American pianist Keith Jarrett. The concert was a sellout, and later that evening, Keith would sit down at the piano and play. D. But when Eric introduced Keith and his producer Manfred to the piano on the stage that afternoon, it didn't go well. Keith and Manfred played a few notes. Then, after a long silence, Manfred came and said to him, "Eric, if you don't get another piano, Keith can't play tonight." Eric knew that Keith had requested a specific instrument, which the opera house had agreed to provide. What he hadn't realized was that the administrative staff hadn't been able to find the requested Bösendorfer piano, and they had instead installed a tiny little Bösendorfer that was in poor condition. C. Understandably, Keith didn't want to perform. He left and went to wait in his car, leaving Eric to anticipate the arrival of soon-to-be furious concertgoers. Desperate, the German teenager caught up with Keith and begged the jazz pianist to play. The pianist looked out at him standing in the rain, completely soaked, and took pity on him. "Never forget," Keith said, "only for you." A few hours later, Keith walked out to the unplayable piano in front of a packed concert hall. B. When Keith began to play, everybody immediately knew this was magic. Eric, too, was deeply touched. Keith was unexpectedly producing the performance of a lifetime despite the shortcomings of the piano. His left hand produced thundering, repetitive bass riffs as a way of covering up the piano's lack of resonance. Keith really had to play that piano very hard to get enough volume to get to the balconies. Standing up and sitting down, Keith played the unplayable piano to produce something unique. It wasn't the music that he ever imagined playing, but faced with the challenge, he accepted it and flew high.